We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Currently here at the studio, we're 81.9 degrees, 82 basically, 49% humidity. Let's take a look at area temperatures in our listening area. Looks like Mangum, you're the hot spot, and actually you and Camargo. 82 at Hollis, 85 at Eric, 83 at Arnett, 86 at Sealing, 89 at Freedom, Buffalo's 86. Where else? Hobart, you're 84. We're just all in the 80s out there in the Texas Panhandle. Same thing. Wheeler, Canadian, Shamrock, you're all in the mid-80s there, 84 to 86 degrees. Anyway, it's a great day. It's beautiful. The wind's not blowing. That's a good thing. I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up for you here shortly. But meanwhile, man, it was a... Tell you what, I'm going to have to rant a little bit. You guys heard me rant last week about the water gaps in the river, people driving down the river, trespassing, and not taking out water gaps. Well, over a week later, still paying for it. Across the river from me, actually, my landlord, them cows got out when the gap was down, got the cows back in. One of the cows sprained a hip, and she hasn't been able to get back. I'm probably going to end up having to put her down because it's down there in the river, and it's hard to get stuff down in there, and not sure she would... come around anyway. And this morning I was back down on the river at daybreak. The cows got out, got a taste of lots of green food to the north of him, and going through the gaps, whether it's hot or not, they want to go through, break the fence up there, tearing up the neighbor stuff. Just bad deal. Guess what, it's going to be hard to keep them in now that they've had a taste of some alfalfa and other stuff, crops being grown up there north of his place. But it's just a bad deal, and it just man, you tear something up, fix it back, not 3 days later, and he's landlord's going to lose a cow over it because somebody plowed through the water gap and didn't fix it. So there you go. Just man, there's other things I want to say, but I won't today. Anyway, but like I said, looks like temperatures are in the mid-80s. Let's check out the grain prices. The futures on corn for September, 661. December, 655. March is 661. May is 661. Soybeans, September, 1566 a bushel. November, 1458. January is 1462. Soybean meal, September, $470.10 a short ton. December's $429.90. Soybean oil, September, 68.64 cents a pound. October, 66.71 cents a pound. And December is 66.93. Hard red winter wheat future, September, $8.88 a bushel. December's 882, and we get down here to the cotton. Cotton's down a little bit. October's 116 a pound, and December's 112 a pound on the futures. Looks like oil is just hanging in there around $89 to $93. Natural gas still up over $9. It's just a crazy market year. You just don't know what you're going to come to when you get up in the morning. How much. It's crazy how much the markets are fluctuating one day to the next. On cash grain prices in Oklahoma and Texas at the grain elevators, hard red winter wheat is $8.31 today. Corn is $7.37. Milo is $6.67. And soybeans are $14.89 a bushel. Well, let's see what's happening around the world today. United States, Texas, Ukraine. Let's just take a look at it. Soybeans and grains were again higher in overnight trading amid the worsening crops projections in Nebraska and Indiana. The Pro Farmers Crop Tour showed projected yields that were well below what was seen last year for soybeans and corn in both states. Corn yield forecasts and pod counts for Nebraska both were down 13% year over year. In Indiana, the corn yield outlook was down a little over 8% from last year, while the pod counts for beans declined almost 6%, according to the Pro Farmer. Reports from the fields are showing some tip back in corn and hail damage in fields in Indiana and parts of Illinois. In Nebraska, participants indicated signs of drought during the critical growing stages. About 55% of the U.S. corn crop was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday. That's down from 57% the week earlier, according to the USDA. That's also down from the 60% that earned top ratings at the same point last year. 4% of the crop was mature at the start of the week, on par with the average for this time of the year. Some 31% were dented, down from 35% average. 75% was silting versus the normal 79%, according to the government. About 57% of soybeans were in good or excellent condition, down from 58% a week earlier. 84% of the crop was setting pods. That's down slightly from the prior five-year average of 86%. Soybean futures for November delivery jumped 15 and three-quarter cents to $14.76 and three-quarter cents a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $4.20 to $431.40 a short ton, while soybean oil futures gained 0.21 cents to 67.31 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery surged 10 cents to $6.65 and a quarter cents a bushel. Wheat for December delivery added 9 and a quarter cents to $8.09 and three quarter cents a bushel in Chicago, while in Kansas City, futures rose 14 pennies to $8.93 a bushel. Corn and soybeans in Nebraska and Indiana are looking worse than a year earlier. In Nebraska, corn yields were pegged by scouts at 158.5 bushels an acre. That's down from the outlook of 182.4 bushels an acre in the state last year. That's also well below the three-year average of 176.7 bushels an acre. Soybean pods in a 3 foot by 3 foot plot total 1,063.7, down from 1,226.4 last year, and the average of 1,245.1 for this time of the year. It was much the same in Indiana. Corn yields are forecast at 177.9 bushels an acre. That's down from 193.5 bushels projected last year and three-year average of 178.3 bushels. Soybean pods in a 3x3 square was reported at 1,166. That's down from 1,239 pods last year, but up from the normal average of 1,148.3 pods. As little as 5% of the normal amount of rain has fallen in much of Iowa, the Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma in the past 30 days, according to the National Weather Service. About 21% of Nebraska has adequate topsoil moisture as of August 21st, while the remainder of the state saw short or very short conditions. It's much better in Indiana, where 66% of the state is seeing adequate or surplus topsoil moisture, according to the government data. Weather across our agriculture areas. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected today and tonight in northern and eastern Iowa, according to the National Weather Service. Though the risk for severe weather is low, a few strong storms cannot be ruled out. Chances for showers will persist into the weekend in that area. Storms are expected this afternoon and evening in parts of central and southern Minnesota and parts of the western Wisconsin. The worst of the weather is expected in western Wisconsin and southeastern Minnesota. Well, there you go. That's what's happening in the wide, wide world of agriculture across the United States. Nothing about Brazil, nothing about Ukraine, so that's a good thing. We got, you guys, there's a farmer's market down there at the Mangum Feeding Store, farm store down there, Mangum. You guys need to go check it out if you're in the area. They got fresh produce every day, lots of variety of fresh fruits and veggies. They even got flower bouquets, lots of jellies, jams, homemade cookies, fun candies, goat milk products, fruits, and veggie trays. Check them out down there at the Mangum Feed and Farm Store there. It's called the Farmer's Market. As a matter of fact, I seen on social media last night, they got a new paint job on the front of the building. Looking good down there. Anyway, good job down there, Jackie. They try to sell local goods from local people. So give them a call down there if you want to check and see what they got going on. 471-9405. Right there, Mangum, 580-471-9405, and they'll hook you up with some fresh farm vegetables. So anyway, all kinds of stuff going on today. I'm learning a lot about corn this year. We've got corn planted down there with the help of a local farmer and rancher over there around Hobart, down there at our place at Granite. I'm learning a lot. It's going good so far. The hogs are in there, and it's not even making corn yet, ears, but got the local trapper down there. Hopefully he can help me alleviate some of that. Anyway, man, it's crazy what corn does, the stages it goes, and it's crazy how fast that corn grows. This is field corn, not sweet corn, so nobody's going down there taking out, robbing out the sweet corn ears down there. That's not what we're growing. So anyway, it's very interesting, and it's kind of fun to see the stages it goes through and what you got to worry about per stage. And these cooler temperatures, for example, that have come in, couldn't have happened at a better time, because it's, I think, 110-day corn, if I remember right. But it'll start silting at, not silting, but silking at 60 days. So that's coming up here Labor Day weekend. And it'll be interesting to see what happens, see what stages. Cooler temperatures do a lot better. That's what's happening all over the our corn belts, is where they're got a lot of people are already swathing and baling some corn, because the heat, even if they had the moisture, the heat come through there, these 100 degree temperatures and above, was just devastating on their corn crop, because it come at the wrong time in that stage where it needs to be pollinating and making all that. It just didn't do very good. So anyway, it's fun to learn. I'll keep you guys advised to how that corn stage going. Guess what happens a week from tomorrow? It's opening day dove season for Oklahoma. So the new regulations are out. Lieutenant James and his fellow game wardens have got them all delivered, I think. If not, they'll get there. Check out the new regulations. Be legal. Don't forget to put your plug in your shotgun. I fixed that about 10 years ago. I just hunt with an over and under now. I don't have to worry about that plug, even though it is fun to machine gun some doves down when they're flying good. But anyway, make sure you got all your licenses. Just get your regulations, check it, and it won't cost you an extra penny if you do it right. But it will cost you some extra pennies if you don't do it right and you get caught. So it's not cool. So follow the laws out there with the wildlife department out there. And also, a week from tomorrow, coming to you at Woodward, Oklahoma on KWFX 100.1, is the Dead Day and Ag Show coming live to you up there. It's the same time as it is here on KCO. So I'm excited, and hopefully my allergies ain't kicking in next week when we broke go both stations. They are killing me today. Stopped by the vet clinic down there, Stockman's, this morning. Pick up some medicine from a hunting dog, and ran into a longtime friend of mine, Kenny Allen, and he's going to do the same thing. The dog's got allergies, the guy's got allergy, and I'm sure the lady's got allergies, but anyway, it's just pollen. There's a pollen alert out for today. So anyway, everybody be careful out there. And anyway, when we come back, we'll talk about some cattle. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
With spring planting wrapping up and early summer harvest now underway, have peace of mind knowing you can depend on Western Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, to keep you in the field and running efficiently. With over 100 fully equipped service trucks, we will meet you wherever you are, whenever you need us, with zero unexpected fees or surcharges to worry about. Also, don't forget about our $99 inspections available when bringing in multiple machines. Call your local Western Equipment location today, and we'll have a truck headed your way.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 22nd. 1,015 head were sold, 14 head of steers at 369 brought 233, 10 at 440 brought 190, 18 at 608 brought 193, 8 at 700 brought 172, 6 at 755 brought 177, 5 head of heifers at 364 brought 185, 5 at 551 brought 156, 12 at 696 brought 176.25, 8 at 936 brought 147, 35 at 721 brought 172.50. Butcher cows were 41 to 92.50. Butcher bulls brought 79.50 to 120. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, August 19th. 2,553 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 270 brought 221. 7 at 453 brought 193. 6 at 548 brought 185. 5 at 686 brought 151. 6 at 836 brought 165.50. 3 head of heifers at 318 brought 181. 5 at 406 brought 185. 13 at 489 brought 176. 6 at 552 brought 168. 8 at 771 brought 155.50. Butcher cows were 20 to 93. Butcher bulls brought 52 to 117.50. Bred cows were 750 to 1225. Pairs brought 760 to 1500. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Currently at the Elk City Mezzanette, we have 85 degrees, heat index of 85. Humidity's at 44%, and the winds are out of the north, northeast, 6 miles an hour with very little gust going on. Let's see what it's looking like up north here. Oh, Woodward's back on there. 86 degrees at Woodward, 85 at Slapout, 86 at Beaver, 85 at Hollis, 85 at Shamrock, Texas, and hot spot in the whole state right now is Mangum, Oklahoma at 88 degrees. So there you go. We'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up for you here in about 15 minutes maybe. All right, I got a couple things to go over with you. As the day is Wednesday, so to my avid every week listeners, you know what today is. Today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour. Great outcomes take planning and patience. Taylor Ranch beef is an excellent example of this. If you're ordering for September delivery or later, Taylor Ranch has been working on those steaks for the past 2.5 years. They start with hand-selecting the best combination carcass and muscle-AI bulls in the Angus breed, utilize top nutrition and health protocols, and give the animals the best possible care. The end result is a mouthwatering ribeye that gives you a great eating experience. Man, it's making me hungry thinking about that ribeye. Anyway, that's Taylor Ranch. They develop every animal as if it were going to be served on their own table, and I promise you they eat their own beef. Quarters, halves, and whole beef available. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free, also available. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662 to order your quarter, half, three-quarters, whole beef, whatever you need. They will. He and Tracy will take care of you. They got some wonderful, some of the best-looking Angus cattle in western Oklahoma on that ranch. And if you don't believe me, I'll send you pictures, or you can just drive through there and look at them. But that is wonderful cattle out there. A lot going on, and I just want to give you guys a head up before we get into these cattle markets and talk about cattle here for a little bit. Thieving is up. You guys need to be aware. You need to secure your stuff, and you need to check your stuff as often as you possibly can. And a couple things have happened that's making me pass this along to you. Yesterday at Foss Lake on the boat ramp, some people went out fishing in their boat, was gone 6 hours, come back, and the Catalina converter was cut off their truck. I mean, that takes a lot of galls to do that, but anyway, it's crazy. It's just plain mean. It's happening everywhere. The oilfield sites are getting Catalina converters. You know, they caught that one guy out here last year stealing all those. But be aware, you know, trail cameras are cheap. And then another incident happened up on the Kansas-Oklahoma border on some people that I know. They baled up about 300 bales of hay, stacked it on a Friday and Saturday, come back Monday, pick up equipment. 80 bales are missing. 80 bales of hay missing. So hay is very valuable this year. It's like rustling cattle as far as I'm concerned. And people should be hung for doing it. But that's just my personal opinion, not my professional opinion. But anyway, just be aware of where all your stuff is. Get a count on your hay. And as Mickey Lively was saying on his ad here before we come back off break, you know, you can get your hay insured. And I have my hay insured for a long time up till this year because I don't have a lot of hay. But, you know, you have to, you know, can't have so much hay in a stack according to some insurance policies and stuff like that. Not a bad investment this year because hay is very, very valuable this year. Keep count on your cattle. That don't mean people aren't going to quit stealing cattle, calf here and a calf there, because times are hard. And, you know, guys got to feed his family, and some guys will resort to doing crazy stuff to feed their family. So, or just being darn right mean. How's that? All right. Let's check out the cattle market. Live cattle for August, 141.45. October, 143.80. December, live cattle, 150 even. February, 154.57. All that's in the red today. Slightly down. Not terrible, but it's in the red. Feeder cattle are in the green. Black, if you want to call it on my screen, it's in the green. August feeder cattle is 181.25. September is 182.70. Lean hogs are all in the red. October 90.42, December 82.17, and February 85.82. Happening today at Hobart Stockyards in Hobart, Oklahoma, center of Kiowa County. Hobart Stockyards are having their sale right now as we speak. Tomorrow, Woodward will be having their calf sale at Woodward. And then Friday, Elk City. Saturday, Hollis. And then back again Monday, right there east of Clinton on I-40, the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction will be happening. Well, let's check out if I can find it. Where did it go? There we go. Let's go over some of the cows that were sold yesterday at Woodward. Total receipts, 1,055 head sold compared to 806 head last year or last week and 409 last year. Compared to last week, slaughter cows $7 to $10 higher. Slaughter bulls $3 to $5 higher. Demand was moderate. Supply included Yesterday is 24% feeder cattle, 71% slaughter cattle, 4% replacement cattle. Feeder cattle over $600 was 0% because these were all babies with their mamas, I'm guessing. Let's check out the cows, breaker cows. Looks like they had, rough guessing here, about 120 head. The 1,337 weights were bringing $90 to $94. 1,471 weights was bringing $94 to $1 a pound. And then the 1,462s brought anywhere from $85 to $88 per hundred weight. On the boner cows, quite a few in there yesterday, almost 300 head. They had average weight on some of them was 1,214, bringing up to 87. 1,300s was bringing up to $96 per hundred weight, and this is on boner cows. So the market's really good for slaughter cows right now. 1,215 pounders were bringing somewhere between $75 and $81 per hundred weight. On lean cows, looks like they had a couple hundred head there. 1,129 weights were bringing anywhere from $72 to $81. 981 weights were bringing up to $74, and 1114 weight lean cows up to $86.50, and then they had some 905s, low lightweights, bringing up to $69 per hundred weight. On the bulls, they're getting it. Looks like they had like 40 bulls up there yesterday. 1,648 weight bulls were bringing anywhere from $99 to $109. 1950 weight, 15, not 50, but 15 weights were bringing up to $118 per 100 weights. And then they had about four bulls that average weights was 1565, bringing up to $97, basically $94 on the average. Here we go with bred cows. Medium and large, 2 to 4 year olds, bringing 850. Average weight was just right over $1,000. And they had some 5 to 8 year olds that were weighing anywhere, well, average weight was 1128, bringing 950 to 1075 on bred cows. On cow calf pairs, medium and large number ones, they had some 5 to 8 year olds who was bringing, they only had one head in there and it brought a little over $1,000. And that's with 150 pound or less calf on it. On the cow calf pairs, medium large number ones with 150 to 300 pound calves on it, they just had a few head in there and they brought 1275. Looked like lightweight cows. It was 808, so pretty thin cows. On cow calf pairs, medium and large with 300 pound calves, 2 to 4 year olds, they had four head in there that averaged 1575. And some 5 to 8 year olds, they had like, they have 10 head in there. The average weight on them was 1221. They were bringing anywhere from $1,675 to $1,800. So they must have been some nice pairs right there. So anyway, well, there you have it. We'll talk some more about cattle, and I'm going to see if I can get this thing from Tyrone Spearman from the peanut deal to play after our next break. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Once that gets in your blood, you're not going to get it out. Once you are ate up with cattle, farming, agriculture, it's a hard drug to kick. You're putting a crop out there, you're turning your cows out, and watching what you do grow, and watching the things that you take care of, things you care for, move on with their life cycle. Just seeing a result from your hard work. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC. Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale is Thursday, August 25th. We're expecting 2,500 to 3,000 cattle. We'll start the auction 8 or 9 o'clock. Give us a call. From Woodward, we got 90 steers and heifers, wean 90 days. We'll weigh 4.5 to 7. From Thomas, we got 92 steers and heifers, 5 to 6 are off the cow. Seedling, 65 steers and heifers, 4.5 to 6 off the cow. Seymour, Texas, 77 mix, 4 to 6 off the cow. Clinton, 40 steers and heifers, 5 to 6 are wean. Thomas got 42 steers, 6 to 7. Moreland, 54 steers, 8.5. Gates, 99 steers, 8 to 9. Buffalo got 75 steers, 8.5. Moreland, 39 steers, 7.5. Fort Spy got 150 steers, 8.5. Moreland, 23 steers at 8. Woodward, 42 mix, 7 to 8.50. And May, 30 steers, 8.5. Again, we're expecting 2,500 to 3,000 cattle. We will start the auction 8 a.m. sharp. Excellent cow and bull market on Tuesday with a lot of those fleshy cows bringing 92 up to a dollar. Bulls, top 119. We'll see you this Thursday. Thanksgiving, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Whoa, turn that mic up and you can actually hear me then. Anyway, currently at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanette here in the center, we're at 84 degrees. Humidity just dropped a little bit, 42%, and the winds are light out of the north-northeast. And the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast be coming up to you here in just a few minutes. Okay, where do we want to go? I want to try this. We got to try this. So anyway, let me get old Tyrone on here. So Tri-State Peanut Specialists are encouraging peanut producers to write letters to the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA. Tyrone reports that the EPA is trying to revoke on-food use tolerances for remaining organic phosphates. Peanut producers are depending on two of them to fight the thrips in peanuts. And let me see if I can get this to play. So bear with me here. Well, guess what? Didn't work. Anyway, so I'll try it again here in a little bit. See, we'll get it's a pretty interesting conversation that he's having. All right, let's see what's on next. You guys know that managing shrink in your calves, it can be the difference between profit and loss. This is from Paul Beck, one of my favorite professors from Oklahoma State. I always try to follow up on him every week, and this week's one was pretty good since I'm weaning calves right now. When selling calves, shrink is a concern because it's a reduction in the sales weight. But abdominal levels of shrink is often used as a health indicator for cattle arriving in receiving facilities at stocker operations, grow yards, and feedlots. Adjustments in price are common to compensate for variant shrinkage in gut fill. Shrink is often characterized in two categories, fill shrink and tissue shrink. Fill shrink is a loss of extracta from the digestive system, in other words, manure. This type of shrink is common in the marketing and can be recovered quickly in a few days once cattle are back on feed and water. Tissue shrink is more severe, and shrinkage levels greater than 6% associated with long periods without feed and water, along with other stress such as long-distance transport, weaning, rough handling, or heat stress. Tissue shrink might take up to 30 days to recover. Selling calves directly after weaning leads to some of the highest levels of shrink. Weaning is stressful and calves are often unfamiliar with water and feed locations, so may refuse to eat or drink even when feed and water are often Preconditioning programs have been designed to reduce weaning stress, effect on calves later in production by enhancing the immune system and teaching calves to eat from the feed bunk and drink from water tank or fountain at the ranch of origin. And that's what I got going on out here in West Elk City. These calves had already been around the feeder. They already went through 4,000 pounds of it. They knew where the water was. And they're doing very good. Yeah, they're still, it'll be a week tomorrow, but they're still bawling a little bit. But I noticed yesterday when I pulled in, there was about half of them didn't even notice me. They didn't even notice their mamas come running across the other pasture because it's fence line weaning, crying. They didn't care. They had their head in that LNC maxi gang. So anyway, unweaned calves transported directly to the auction market can have shrinkage of 7 to 10%, while preconditioned calves can have 2 to 5% shrinkage. Dietary interventions can be used to reduce shrink. Steers coming off wheat pasture were transported for 4 hours either directly off pasture or after they were given access to hay and water for 24 hours. Initial shrink after only 30-minute hauls were similar and only around 0.5% of initial weight. Weight loss of steers moved directly from pasture were much greater than steers fed hay before transport, where hauls were 1 to 2 hours. After 4 hours of transit, steers directly off wheat pasture lost 37 pounds. That's over 5% shrink. Steers given access to hay before transport lost 28 pounds. That's 3.85% shrink over the same haul. This shows the shrink losses were about 1.8% per hour of transport. Providing access to dry hay before transport decreases it little under 1%, 0.96% per hour. The reduced shrink was likely due to slower passage of feed through the digestive tract and less water loss. Cattle market surveys have shown that calves that are gant or shrunk prior to marking have $2 to $4 hundredweight premium over cattle with the average fill. These premiums are unlikely to cover the lost revenue from the excessive weight loss due to the shrink. Calves that were classified as full or tanked were discounted $4.73 to $11 per hundredweight, respectively, in a survey of Arkansas feeder cattle markets. These large discounts are reflective of the buyer belief that excessive shrink will occur before cattle reach their final destination. This is a value that both to the buyer and the seller for calves to have fair way up on the marketing. There you go. Thank you, Mr. Beck. When we want to come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you, and we'll talk some more about maybe some corn, maybe some cattle. I don't know. You have to stay with me to find out. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
And we've seen it in our own operation, and we've heard other people tell it too. You go out when it's 105 degrees outside, and you look around, and the black cows are standing in the pond or in the shade trees, and the red cows are out grazing. The red hide color, the cow's going to stand out and eat during the heat of the day. She's not going to be laying into the shade tree and be up eating all night or not putting on weight. When it's been raining and the grass is 3 foot tall, they're going to be out eating all day long. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work.
Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyard's, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
It is 86 degrees here in Elk City at the Mezzanet Center, and looks like we got 86 at Camargo, 84 at Woodward, Arnett, you're 84, and the hot spot in the state still is Mangum, Oklahoma at 89, and all the way down there in the corner in Harmon County, Hollis, you're 85 degrees. Let's check out the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Today, 88, sunny. Tomorrow, 90 degrees and sunny. Friday, 90 degrees and sunny. Saturday, it's going to be a little warm, 90 degrees, but 20% chance of thunderstorms. Saturday night, 30% chance of thunderstorms. And Sunday, 40% chance of thunderstorms. It looks like we got a chance of rain all the way into next Tuesday or Wednesday, last time I checked. But we'll get a little closer there and won't hurt anybody's feelings around Western Oklahoma or Eastern Texas Panhandle to get a little bit more rain. Can't never have enough rain. As my father-in-law's father told him, said, I'd rather be waiting to dry up than to get a rain. So how's that? All right, let's see what we got going on here. Oh, I know what I was going to do. I was going to see if I can get the phones ringing over there in Sarah. Anyway, I got my email from the Beckman County Service Center from the FSA. I'm going to go over some stuff because I know there's a big paragraph in there, and I'm probably have a little, I was cause of that little paragraph in there. Anyway, so important things coming up for the farm program, so listen carefully. Don't be blowing the phones up at your FSA offices because Jimmy said this, Jimmy said that. Anyway, August 31st is the deadline for NAP to purchase small grain coverage, wheat, rye, or triticale. And August 31st also, CRP hay must be in a windrow if signed up for haying. September 5th, they will be closed, Labor Day. September 15th, CRP hay must be out of the field. September 30th, all livestock must be removed from the CRP. And January 30th, the LFP and the ELAP deadlines. All right, here we go I bet I do crack you up. Text me back, Brian, if this paragraph I'm fixing to read was because of me or Jared Athan when he read Frank Lucas's stuff. Anyway, the livestock forage program is in full swing. We have already paid almost 600 people. This is not a new sign up. So don't call they're looking for some money because it ain't happening. And they probably won't answer the phone. They probably got caller ID over there. But anyway, I'm sure you've been hearing reports. This is coming from Brian, I bet. Reports on the radio or at the coffee shop and seeing emails put out telling you to call your FSA office to sign up for the LFP. The reason you are seeing this is because most of eastern Oklahoma has just recently triggered for the program. Not out here. Our counties were on top of things. They got her did. Anyway, you know the old saying, get her done. Well, they got her did over there. And probably the ones in Greer County and Hobart and all of them. Anyway, if you're one of the over 600 people that we have already paid on LFP programs since we started sign up last April, unfortunately, there are no more LFP money this year. If you're not one of those 600 that has already been paid and you had livestock on April 15th, you need to contact them. Get that. If you've already signed up, don't call. But if you did have some cattle on April 15th, you probably should contact that. Don't go by. Just give them a friendly call. The easiest way to provide your livestock numbers to us is by completing the survey. And if you got this email, that survey is right there. All right. Moving on. Thanks, Brian. I appreciate that. Anyway, ELAP for water hauling. If you had an existing pond or water well go dry because of the drought and are currently hauling water to your livestock on the farm, we may have a program that will help. That's a word there that you need to understand. May. Please call our office for information about this program. You must contact us within 30 days of when you first hauled water. All right? And that was in big black bold letters there. Anyway, ELAP for purchasing feed outside the area where you normally get your feed. If you are having to travel further than normal to purchase feed for your livestock, please give the office a call on that. They may. There's a word there, M-A-Y, and that ain't the month. Have a program to help. You will be required to show your proof of where you purchased your hay in a normal year or show that you produced your own hay. And that's what I called them about yesterday. I produced my own hay up until this year. So anyway, they lined me out. Pretty short phone call. You must be going more than 25 miles further than normal. You must contact us within 30 days of when you hauled the hay. There you go. And last but not least, are your records up to date? Now is the perfect time to let us know before we roll into the 2023 crop year. This time of the year, a lot of changes are going on. Farm operators, tenants, and owners can change. Please provide the FSA with a source document, lease, or deed as soon as possible to change. We need the following information. Listen up here. Who's involved? This seems simple, but please ensure the names on the documents include all names and matches how the operation is presented to the FSA. What properties it covers, this might be with the FSA farm number, if the entire farm is covered, or the full legal description, best, you say it, but not the historical name of this place. So if you was one of those farms that they had back during the 100th year deal, that doesn't count. Anyway, when time frame is important for determining when which crop or physical years the agreement's covered. How's that? Anyway, get your nap. Don't forget, get your nap. It's coming up 7 days. Well, next Wednesday's the deadline. How's that? Anyway, speaking of farm agreements and on thing, let's check this little deal out. Wave goodbye to the handshake lease. September 1st marks the automatic oral lease renewal dates in states like South Dakota and Iowa, but experts says it's time to turn a handshake agreement into a hand signed agreement. While less common today, handshake or oral lease agreements are still at play in American agriculture. I hear about people using them because there are individuals who call me with problems, says Heather Gessner, Livestock Business Management Field Specialist with the South Dakota State University. Here's some of the risks of a handshake. Beyond the cash rent value, there are more components to consider, including a lease, such as who is responsible for repair and maintenance, hunting rights, how to handle carbon credits and conservation practices, corn stover ownership, sharing information such as crop production history. Patrick Hayden, farm management specialist with the Iowa State University Extension, says people work together like peas and carrots, but it's still a good idea to have details like this in a written lease. why do you have a written lease? He says, is because you value your relationship. You want to create an environment where there's no misunderstandings. And I'm telling you from experience, I'm 60 years old, and I've seen some misunderstandings lead to some real long-time friendships go down the drain in a hurry, faster than throw Drano in there to unplug it. It's a bad deal. So in South Dakota, oral leases automatically renew on September 1st, while written leases for all of whatever termination date is written on that lease. To amend an oral lease, South Dakota State University Extension recommends putting the amendment in a certified letter. A certified letter, they said. Got that? Not a text message to the phone, okay? In Iowa, however, oral and written leases automatically renew on September 1st. If a landowner wants to terminate or amend a lease, written notice must be given to terminate the current lease by September 1st. Then a new lease can be negotiated. Even written leases that contain a certain termination date are subject to the September 1st auto renewal. I think in here in Oklahoma and probably out in the Texas Panhandle, I think July 1st is when the spring crops are done. That's kind of automatic around here. If you want to change the rate, you want additional information. If you want to do anything, you have to terminate to renegotiate. How about that? That's a lot of letters right there. That would be the first thing that an Iowa landowner should know that they might not know. When it comes to lease renewals dates, every state is different. Consult your local extension office to learn more. Whether you're creating a written lease for the first time or amending an existing one, your local extension office likely has the resources. Anyway, setting cash rent, last but not least on cash rent. He gets a lot of calls from landowners this time of the year wondering if it's time to raise their cash rent. When it comes to farm profits, she says, don't take what you hear in the news as gospel. There's a lot more to it. She says it's very important to consider that many ways a tenant may be improving the land at their own expense, such as through conservation practices, and adjust rent accordingly. Hadding says that there might also be some obstacles on land, like terraces, that may impact cash rent value. He encourages landowners to call the local extension office and enlist the help of a farm-managed specialist. What we ultimately are trying to do is to help people to determine that fair cash lease. And there you have it. Anyway, I just throw that in there. I was looking at the FSA email, and then I come across this, and I thought, hey, those two kind of go together because they have to have everything correct at the FSA office, or they can play hardball with you over there if you don't have all their owners on the deal. Mine's a pretty easy deal. It's a crop rent versus a cash rent, so they know that my landowner gets his 25% and I get the rest. How's that? Pretty easy deal. All right, how much time we got? We got a couple minutes left. Anyway, reminder of you guys to check your hay piles, check your cattle, secure things as best you can. I know you're spread out there, but just be wary of what's going on out there. A lot of thieving. I mean, how do you get by with stealing 80 bales? I mean, they must have been out in the middle of nowhere, but they stole 80 bales. That's about what, three truckloads? So anyway, they got three semi-loads out of there, and they had a John Deere key, I guess, and just loaded up, used the guy's tractor. Late September and early October is an ideal time for planting cool season annual forages, such as annual ryegrass, small grains, rye, wheat, or oats, and or cool season annual legumes. Anytime we are incorporating new forages into our production systems, it's important to make sure to match the forage species to your location, soil type, average annual, rainfall, extended use, etc., etc. If you have questions about forages appropriate for your area, guess what? We have an agent in every county from OSU. It will not hurt you to call one of them and ask. And I promise you, I know, for example, Greg Hartman here in Beckham County, if he doesn't know the answer, he will go out of his way to find the right answer for you. Overseeding warm season perennial grasses with cool season legumes offers several benefits. Grazing can be begin 4 to 6 weeks earlier than grazing in the spring, which reduces the winter feeding period. Legumes typically have higher nutrition value than most grasses. Legumes fix nitrogen with the atmosphere and make it available to your pasture system. A good stand of legumes can help control spring weeds by competing for space, water, sunlight, and nutrients. How about that? That was just enough to fill in the rest of the day. Anyway, let's see. I got a text message here. I need to see what's going on. Yes, it is. It's very sad that ones are stealing from, sure, from other ones are really trying to feed their families. You're exactly right. Anyway, you guys have a great day, and have a beautiful day out there also. This is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless everybody.
There's a good mix of music.
Really good music.
Let's go.
Let's go.